the softness of the air leaving the body with an out breath, and maybe letting one or two out breaths be long and full and deep. If you feel relaxed and released, is it possible to register in your system the impression of where your main energy is in your body, where your presence is? Are you relaxed back? More than usual, are you relaxed down? More than normal? Different. We can play with relaxing back, down, in, forward, as if into the most comfortable softness you can imagine feeling. Letting the eyes rest. Presence. living quality in all the experiences. Sinking down into the belly, into the ground, into your experience. If you please. A sense of separation through comparing, through feeling small, through feeling better than, through feeling alone, through feeling afraid, nervous, etc. A greater sense of I, me, mine. Even my meditation, my retreat, and also any other my body, my mind, my healing, my freedom. Even that sense of my sometimes is here, other times is less. Just like sometimes we hear trucks, sometimes we hear birds, sometimes we hear breathing. Sometimes arises a sense of separate me. Me important, me unimportant, me big, me small, me bad, me good. And just letting that be. So just as vivid, intense, strange, and impersonal as sound or the stream of sounds, hot, cold, the stream of thinking, we can also today start leaving room for the sensation of being me, separate. And also in there we can sometimes just feel a quality of am-ness. Our heads. Other times there's a sense of no thing. And something in us loves all that space. cells touch, color, thinking, emotion, feeling, subtle sensations, the me feeling, the am feeling, the feeling of nothing, and enjoying the quality of not being pinned down, not being stuck. So just as sounds are free to be themselves, all our experience is also. And just leaving room for our love of aliveness and wildness and peace to guide your day. Relaxing into softness. Leaving room for aliveness. have something to share or ask.
I'm not sure if you addressed this question, but I feel like the awareness of thought is thought itself, and that the moment of being aware to a train of thought is accompanied by really intensive aversion. So a thought and aversion together. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure about how to feel the thing you said, that the awareness is a separate thing than the thought itself. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you hear the question?
I heard, but I didn't understand.
Okay. So, when she experiences awareness of thinking, the experience of awareness of thinking seems to be another thought with resistance, or did you say aggression?
Aversion.
Right. So there's a train of thinking, and then the kind of discovery that there's a train of thinking, that discovery comes with aversion to the train of thinking. Yeah, so far so good? She experiences the discovery, oh, I was thinking, as another thought. Yeah. Which it is at first. At first it is another thought, because that's all that, as we get going, that's all that our system can recognize. Okay. So, mostly I'm saying keep going, and great observation, that you notice that it's a thought with aversion to a train of thought. That's a good observation. And mostly what I find mostly helpful is we leave room for thinking, and in an atmosphere of friendliness, if possible as well, outer as well as inner friendliness, but if possible, at least inner friendliness, even a little bit. Belly, sounds, feet. So when possible, more direct experience, and otherwise the deep wish. So rather than here I notice with a thought that I've been thinking, with a thought, with aversion that I've been thinking, and instead of then having more discussion about this situation with the thinking about the thinking and the aversion, just, okay, and there's belly. For now. And then it starts to come possible that the awareness of thinking with aversion and aversion with a thought about thinking, it pops up. So I remember one time I was going to the bathroom, which is a great time for this to happen. It happens often in the bathroom, on the toilet, I mean, not just taking a shower or whatever. Santa Teresa also talked about insights on the toilet, as well as others. So don't be surprised, it can come anytime, especially in the letting go process. Some kind of, I don't remember even what it was now, but some sort of thinking with aversion, noticing the thinking with aversion, aversion to etc., was going on, and then some other thing came that was as if not me, but not me, that just said, oh, whatever it was, judgment or reaction, or it just, there, some name came up that was accurate, that wasn't me going through the process of noticing with aversion that thinking. So keep going, and great observation, and belly. Do you feel belly? Not so much. Where do you feel more? Yeah, of course. When you remember, there's not the wish even to enforce. There's a beauty about the way the process is a process, the way it's like we drop, and then sometimes there's a new phase where we drop and stay, drop and stay, and it has a different rhythm. And then usually that invites a whole mess. And then sometimes we don't know how, but we're staying. And it's not me staying, but the mind sticks there, etc. So it's lovely that it's not just a machine that we figure out how to turn on and then turn it on. It's hard to accept when we... Yeah, but it is beautiful. Anything more? Just encourage... I'm asking, sorry, with you. Is your name Noga? Anything more there? Okay, thank you. Kali?
This process of recognize as thinking and then this, oh no, I'm thinking. Is that what I'm supposed to do? So I feel this aggression toward myself.
Yeah.
Yesterday I felt this sensation of being in the heart and real compassion toward the mind. And now I'm, you know, I want to go back. It's not there right now. So this is kind of warm.
Yeah. Could you hear? No? So similar, but I think also different. Yesterday, experience of what she called in the heart and also compassion for that thinking. So similarly, when there was before thinking and noticing of thinking and then, oh, I shouldn't be thinking, and then realizing how aggressive our paying attention was. And then experiencing a different way where there wasn't aggression, there was compassion. And then today, not experiencing that ease and compassion with the mind, but noticing the struggle and wanting to go back to the good place. Is that okay? So I want to just take the chance to say that there might be a couple different kinds of aversion. One is the aversion because of the train of thought. Then, oh, train of thought, we realize train of thought. And then, oh, I'm not supposed to be thinking. I shouldn't be thinking, I should be, we're not sure what, something else. And that already is a little opening. Aversion literally is turning away. Aversion. And we can call it aggression also. Should not, kind of. Should also works the same. Okay, so there can be aversion to when I notice that I've been thinking because I think I shouldn't have been thinking. Meanwhile, there can be that question of like, if I wasn't there when I was thinking, how do I know I was thinking? Something can say I was thinking, though I wasn't there. The whole problem is that I wasn't there, right? I was spaced out, and thinking was going on. But I can say, yeah, I was thinking, and sometimes, not always, we can remember what we were thinking. We can go back to the beginning where it was the cats howling, and then it went to this, that, 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 that. Sometimes we can even go all the way back to the beginning of the train. So, by the way, isn't it interesting? But still, at this point, it's not helpful because we're in a struggle. Okay. There can also be aversion when I notice that I've been thinking, because the thinking is basically from that deep anxiety place. The thinking has aggression in it. The thinking itself is unpleasant. So, that two different things. The thought that I shouldn't be thinking is unpleasant. And also just the fact of thinking sometimes has its unpleasantness. And both can have their two aversions. So the two basic ways that I'm offering here are when we notice that there's something unpleasant and a pushing it away, we can notice the unpleasantness with the resistance and start to fall down softly, atmosphere of softness, friendliness, to the root pain, the root fear. It can go from, I shouldn't have been thinking, we can find the root fear that way. I shouldn't have been thinking. Only when I get my mind to stop thinking, then I'll be okay and can be myself, is the underlying assumption. I'm not, the fear, I'm not good enough yet. Okay? Or whatever the unpleasantness in the thinking itself. Like, what's the disturbance? We can trace the disturbance down to the beginning or whatever. The most intimate part of the pain, of the difficult. And that requires, it doesn't happen, in other words, without softness and friendliness, or sort of utter desperation and no other option or hopelessness. But if softness possible, let's do softness instead of waiting till we're desperate. Then we can feel that bottom fear that I'm not enough yet. I am not enough yet, or it is not enough yet. Whatever they, the world, not enough. And when there's friendliness, softness, playfulness, courage, whatever factors allow us to just feel, okay, what if not enough? We're so afraid that it could be true that we don't just feel it. So what if, okay, if I might be not enough, what if I'm not enough? Let's feel it. And the world doesn't crack. And we feel even a bit of relief sometimes. It wasn't as bad as we thought, because now we're really in it. And it's just pain, and life comes as life comes, like the compassion you felt yesterday for the poor old brain. So that's even with the resistance. So the struggle is there, and the whole struggle takes us down to the origin of the struggle, which is not enough. Some version of not enough. That we can feel. I'm not talking about thinking it through, feeling it through to the bottom. And when the system realizes that not enough is irrelevant, it's just a hurt, then there's a kind of dropping into deep okay with softness. Like softness, deep okay. So that's like going through the struggle to peace and freedom. And I suggest that to be like 10% of the time, maximum. Otherwise, we have our new occupation that we'll never be good enough at, etc. Our addiction to the poison. So with kindness, that can be a way. And then the other I've mentioned, direct experience, deep wish. Possibility as well of even though there's struggle, and while there's struggle, and who cares that there's struggle, softness somewhere. Maybe if you feel the core of the whole machine of not enough, fear, whatever you want to call it, anxiety, just at the core of that, which is often here, softness anyway. Or the shifting into, so at the beginning of this meditation, feeling if you were relaxed and at ease, were you back more than usual, were you down more than usual, etc. We can do that shift on purpose, anytime, daily life, retreat, etc. So welcome to the one-day silent deep rest retreat. Enjoy the silence and the rest. Lightly letting things come about. Being surprised by life. And not being surprised that there might be more thoughts and different kinds of thoughts today, because the schedule is supposed to change this afternoon. So the mind there can be some emergency alarm system on more than yesterday. That's okay. And we get to feel what that's like and remember